Who aren't normally with us. They're clad in their uniforms. PCOG charters Troop 11, the Boy Scout Troop 11, and the pack that goes with that in Old Greenwich here. And today is Scout Sunday, and Alex has maybe twisted arms or whatever, but gotten the guys to come here. We appreciate that. Alex is a tremendous scout leader, and I want to thank him and the work he's doing with the boys. And kind of to note that in a special way from our own church, I've invited one of our elders, Todd Clare, to come. Todd is an Eagle Scout, and so he wanted to say a few words, and we'll let him do that. Do you prefer a podium?
No, right here is good.
Okay, good. Yeah. There you go.
Good morning. Yes, the Eagle Scout, and actually my path to Eagle, and that's what the Scouts call it, a path to Eagle, because you have to journey, really started on a Scout Sunday, but I'll get to that. We certainly want to welcome the Scouts, their leaders, the parents, and siblings. They're growing. They added 11 new Scouts. They're very active. That's a testimony to their leadership and the support they get from their parents. They go on camp trips. They're a Class A, which means that's good, right? If you're Class A troop every summer camp for the last several years. A week ago Saturday, when it was cold out and then snowing and everything, they were out there. They were out there at a Klondike Derby, pulling sleds around, doing stations and learning things. And then they stayed. They stayed, and not in a cabin, tents on the snow. So they're doing it, definitely. And so how can we support and do things? We probably do more things with them. They're going to the Adirondacks soon, and that's another camp out. And as a church, we could probably pray for them on these type of events that they go to and things of that nature. They do community service. First Lights, they're out there putting those bags of lights around Binney Park. And then they have to take them away that night. So, and while we're serving hot chocolate, they're out there doing their community service, which is what it's all about. So thank you very much. As far as my path to Eagle, it really did start. Scout Sunday, I was probably like 5 years old. I looked back, saw the guys in uniforms, and I said, that's cool. They look like Army guys, Cavalry guys. I want to be that. I want to be that. And so today I dressed up in my suit. To honor the Scouts, because they came here and they're in uniform. And I struggled sometimes as a Scout. Sometimes I was like embarrassed, right? We had uglier uniforms back then. They were really ugly green, so to speak. And I was embarrassed sometimes. Maybe the girl from high school was going to see me, or my buddies on the football team. They would have enjoyed, running into me with my Scout uniform. And so the parallel to my Christian life. Do I wear my Christian uniform? Do people know I'm a Christian? Am I afraid to speak about Jesus and God and all that? So, that's one parallel that I have to constantly work on, because we do want to wear our uniforms if we're going to call ourselves Christians. The other thing is, as far as Scouts, they have they have Scout laws. They have 12 of them, and it says a Scout is. And let me read the last one. It's reverent. A Scout is reverent toward God. He is faithful in his religious duties. He respects the beliefs of others. As a nation, we trust in God. We try to live and work within his plan. We show that we're reverent to God by serving him and worshiping him. I had that one down as a Scout. I went to church, got confirmed, continued to go to church on my own. So I nailed that. I nailed that law and the others. And I could read off those 12 laws probably in less than 3 seconds. My Christian life. God gave us some laws too. It's the Ten Commandments. And I would dare say that I struggle at times with some of those. And then again, I can't read those off in 3 seconds. In fact, reading the Bible in a year right now, I did pass through, and I know it was in Exodus. But now I know it's Exodus 20 is where the Ten Commandments are. They're also in Deuteronomy 5. So I have some work to do. Even though I really did well with my Scout laws, I have to continue to do well with God's law. And how do you do that? Well, with Scouts, you have an official Scout handbook. You go to that, and it has requirements and learning and first aid and how to tie knots and everything that you want, right? And you'd probably believe anything. This is like 100 years old now, right? Scouts is 100 years old in the Scout book. And you'd probably say, yeah, I believe what's in that book. And I did. I certainly did. It was pretty simple. Yeah, of course I believe it. And this is, I got this Bible when I was confirmed. And I don't know that I truthfully said I believed everything in it. I can today. So in the parallels, yeah, this is like 2,000 years old, right? So the question is, do we believe that? Do I believe that? And I think I do now when maybe at one time I didn't believe that. The Scouts have a motto, be prepared. They got to be ready for anything. It's going to snow, it's going to rain, it's going to lightning. You know, do I have my matches? Do I have my tarps and that? And they get that out of their Scout book. Be prepared. I run a construction project. I'm in charge of it at Norwalk Hospital. And on any given day, there's 75 to 100 people there, workers. And I got the call on Thursday, this past Thursday. Somebody had collapsed. They were rushed. You know, we're right there. They were rushed. Workers themselves were prepared. They administered CPR. The EMS folks were prepared. They rushed there and got him. They did CPR on the way into the emergency room. And the doctors did everything they can, but he passed away. And when I talk about being prepared for Scouts, those EMS folks and the workers were prepared, but I'm talking about being prepared for life is short. And am I prepared? Because I want to be prepared when I go meet, stand in front of God. And I'm hoping that that leads to eternity in heaven. So I want to be prepared. I want my family to be prepared, my friends. And I would like to think the whole world to be prepared for a time like that, because it could come in any moment. But Bill's right as far as leadership. My story is that when I was a teenager, I was in bad situation. And my scoutmaster literally was my best friend, my father, so to speak. He attended our wedding. In a couple weeks, my daughter and I are going to go look at, she's going to look at colleges on our way back. We're probably going to have dinner at his house. So scoutmasters are very special to my heart. And Alex Nye has done a fantastic job. And I just want to give him a little handbook here. It's the Scoutmaster Minute. And it just has handbook for inspiring moments. And, he's been doing a great job. So thank you. Thanks.